נפתח את זה עוד מפרק א' משנה ג' לא אחת היום שתיים למחר שתיים היום ואחת למחר אז זה עוד one mission on the first day and two more missions on the second day or you had two missions on the first day and one more mission on the second day שלוש לשלושה ימים או לשלושה לילות הרי זה עזוב גמר or you had three missions on consecutive day or three on consecutive nights he's a zav gomer since he has three emissions he's a complete zav and not only does he have to sit seven clean days but he also has to bring a korban that is a din that a zav that has three emissions is a zav gomer whether he has the three emissions on the same day or whether during a period of 2 days he has three emissions or during a period of 3 days he has three emissions all these cases is a zav gomer and has to bring a korban with the exception if there was a day in between where he did not have emission at all. For example, on the first day he had one or two emissions. Then on the second day he had no emission. On the third day he had another emission or another two emissions. In such a case, according to Beis Hillel, he would not be a Zav Gomer, as he cannot combine the emission on the first day and the third day, since there was a day in between where he did not have an emission. In such a case, Beis Hillel would hold that he is not a Zav Gomer. But in the cases that we have in this mission, where there was no day in between where he did not have an emission, and he had three emissions during a period of 1, 2, or 3 days, in such a case, he would be a Zav Gomer and would have to bring a korban. Sechas Abim Paragalf Mishnah Dal Ra'achas Behisik Kedei Tzila V'Sipa V'Achakach Rosh Tayim O'Achas Meruba Kishtah. As well as they had one emission, and after that emission ended, the amount of time lapsed that it takes to immerse itself in the mitzvah to dry itself off, and after that amount of time, you saw another two emissions. But one large emission now is as big as two emissions. Now, what's considered one large emission as big as two emissions? The Mephoshim explain. If from the beginning of the mission to the end of the mission, there's enough time to immerse yourself in the mission to dry yourself off, and during that amount of time, there was a constant flow of Zov, that's an emission, and that's as large as two emissions. Or Rosh Tayim, Moachat Meruba Kishtayim, Behitzik De Tviva Vesipa Vachakach Vachas, Hareza Zov Gam. Or Zov that had two emissions, or one large emission that was as big as two. And after those emissions ended, and the amount of time lasted it takes to immerse yourself in the mission to dry yourself off, and after that amount of time lapsed, he saw one more emission, altogether three emissions. He is a Zav Gomer, complete Zav. Since he had three emissions, he is a Zav Gomer that has to sit seven clean days, plus bring a korban at the end of the din. Of a Zav that had three emissions in one day, he has to bring a korban. But if between the emissions, there is less time than the amount of time it takes to immerse yourself in the mission to dry yourself off, it would not be considered two separate emissions. It would be considered one emission, one big emission. So therefore, in such a case, it would not be a Zav Gomer. But in this case, since there was an amount of time that it takes to immerse yourself in the mikvah to dry itself off between the two emissions, so therefore it's considered two separate emissions, and he's a Zav Gomer, and has to bring a korban.